lots of reasons for the power to go out in Sonoma County. It's thing upon thing upon thing. The spokesperson for PG&E is Deanna Contreras. And Deanna, welcome back.
Hi, Pat. Good morning.
Good morning. So thrilled to not have to talk about any PSPSs for the past several days. Thank you for that.
For sure, for sure. And all the PSPSs have been restored, though. There were about 288 in Napa County, and two of those addresses in Calistoga were technically in Sonoma County, but they've all been restored. So all the outages right now are due to the fires.
And let's talk about that. How many people are we talking about being without power for various other reasons, and where are they?
So there are about 20,000 customers right now without power because of the fire. Firefighters and PG&E partnered together and we de-energized lines in Oakmont, Skyhawk, and the Rincon Valley areas for safety. So we de-energized those lines for safety because, or if the fire impacted those areas or they were de-energized to make those areas safe. About 20,000 customers in those areas.
Okay, about 20,000.
A few in Kenwood and Glen Ellen as well.
All right, very good. And we talked with Chief Fine less than an hour ago, Deanna, and the issue was raised. There are no specific plans in place yet, but the issue was raised about the possibility of evacuees being able to return home over the course of the next couple of days. And what would it take to restore power to some of those areas?
Yeah, we absolutely want the power back on as people return home. If it's safe to turn the power back on, it just kind of depends on where the fire is headed. You know, we kind of listen to the firefighters and, you know, they tell us, you know, where it's headed. And we de-energize lines whenever they need us to for safety. And then in some areas where we could restore power, we will if people are going home. But right now, that's what we're going to be working on today. I think today will be the big day for that, Pat. And hopefully we'll get those numbers back down and, you know, 20,000 will become 10,000 and fewer and fewer and fewer over the next day.
Very good. All of this lending credence to the possibility of at least some returnees being able to go home. And that is very, very good news indeed. And Deanna, the process, is it just the same as it has been in the last 3 years or so in terms of the kinds of inspections PG&E needs to do prior to that turning the power back on?
That's correct. Right now, we're still in the make safe stage, what we call making safe, just basically getting things out of first responders' way, getting any down power lines or any fallen equipment out of the way. You know, our crews will go in there and just try and basically clear the area for them. And it's not really safe for us to have full access yet in many of these areas of the fire footprint because of downed trees or any other hazards. And then also it's not safe for us to go in there to start assessing our equipment in some of the areas where the fire might go. So we have not started any assessments yet of like how many poles, how many wires or anything like that yet. We're still kind of in the make safe mode. You know, as we're in there, you know, clearing stuff out of the way for them, we're definitely, you know, looking to see, you know, what needs to be replaced so we can absolutely replace that and get the power turned back on as soon as possible.
Would you think you would become in that mode in the next 24 hours or so?
Assessment. We're hoping in some in some of the areas. It just, you know, it all depends on the fire, where it's going, and we'll just follow along with the first responders and, you know, try and stay out of the areas where it's not safe.
Very good. Okay, so the next 24 to 48 hours is going to be a noteworthy and critical for us, and a lot of work on your side of things.
Yes, and we did. Let's talk about gas for a second, too.
Yeah.
So, and this is normal as well. We shut off the gas to customers, about 4,700 customers in that area of Calistoga Road, right on the border of Napa County and Sonoma County, because that's where the fire was or where the fire damaged, and it was where the fire was going. So there are about 4,700 gas customers in that area who do not have gas. So we will work to restore gas as soon as it's safe to do so.
Now what about gas for the 20,000 that we're talking about in Sonoma County in the Oakmont, Skyhawk, Rincon Valley areas?
We haven't shut off gas there yet. Obviously, in areas where it did burn, some of the risers, you know, might have burned yesterday, and some of the excess gas in the system may have been released. But, you know, those areas, of course, we did shut off gas where it was burning. So we're, the gas flow is not feeding that, so to speak.
Yeah.
But right now it's about 4,700 customers is where, you know, when we were working with firefighters is where we really needed to shut off the gas.
All right. Very good. And as we said, activity taking place and beginning soon in terms of PG&E's assessment of the situation and any repairs that need to be done so that when people are able to return home, they'll have the power to do anything they need to do. Deanna, that's a good update for us. And hopefully we'll have a chance to talk tomorrow about progress in that arena.
Absolutely. Thanks, Pat.
Very good. That is Deanna Contreras, spokesperson for PG&E.